This hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening is presented by Baylor Scott & White Health. They're paving the way with a COVID-19 safe care plan so you can keep getting better. Learn more at bswhealth.com/safecare. And now for a better gardening plan, here's our friend Neil.
Thank you, Snoopy, very, very much. Welcome back to our second hour this Sunday morning, everybody. Since Baylor Scott & White is sponsoring this hour, I'm going to do the same thing I did last hour before we go back to our callers. First of all, I will give you the phone number. Mike Bass is running the boards and answering the phones for me, and the number to my program is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Call right now, won't you please? 800-288-9227. And we'd love to have you as a guest on my program, and this is your chance. We have only one call ahead of you, so call now. Last week at this time, you were listening to a rerun of 2 weeks ago at this time, and the reason was I had been in the hospital for 4 days, and I'll just explain. I don't have to do this, and I'm certainly not looking for sympathy, but I noticed on my Facebook page people were posting, "Oh, I think Neil's sick. He's all this stuff gets started," and I will tell you everything that I know. I don't have to. Don't necessarily feel compelled to or responsible to do that, but just to tell you exactly, you know that I've been struggling with vertigo for 4 years, and that sometimes there are some real issues there that I have a hard time with it. It's a migraine associated vertigo, vestibular vertigo. It is not inner ear. And that's a separate issue, apparently, from what has hit me in 2020. Boy, 2020, it is not a good year, is it? In January, I had double vision that affected my right eye, and now, 17 days ago, double vision went after my left eye. In about a four-hour period, it got worse and worse, and because it was deemed on stroke protocol in January to be nothing, and I went through that whole couple of day process in the ER and on admittance to Baylor Scott & White in Plano, I made an incorrect diagnosis 2 weeks ago to wait over the weekend, see if it got better. And when I saw my ophthalmologist on Tuesday, first appointment she had, the double vision specialist, she said, "You really should have gone right to the ER because that is one of the early signs of a stroke coming on." And she said, I want you to go now, even though it wasn't a stroke before. We just want to make sure. And so I had the CT scan that they give you just to be sure, and then an MRI. I do not fit in MRI tubes. They have a larger one, thank heavens, for those of us who are claustrophobic. So I had that of my brain, and then another one of my whole full spine, and a spinal tap, looking for several different things that smart people, neurologists, they are really some of the smarter people in the world. Oh my goodness. And everything got ruled out pretty well. And there is one last remaining thing, and I'm not even going to mention it because it's still being considered. And the double vision ophthalmologist said, "I still want to double check this," using the ice pack, etc. And so we'll see. But that one is not terribly scary. So anyway, no stroke, no diabetes, not a blood pressure issue, because I've been dealing with that for 20 years. That was not deemed to be a current threat. No MS, I'm way too old to be coming down with that. No NMO, which I never heard of before. Several other things. And so I came home saying, "Well, what do I do now?" And so anyway, but I was exhausted. You know, going to the hospital for 4 days is not exactly like going to a spa. And so, but I am so grateful, so very, very grateful to Baylor Scott & White Plano. You know, that's where our daughter's life was saved in 2005. And we've been there for several other reasons over those years, and also to Baylor McKinney. And we just thank the world of the Baylor healthcare system. So having said that, there you go. There you go. So thanks to them, and thanks for that 1 week of time off. So, all right, now I need to do my SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, and let me see if I have the right one. Yeah, I do. Today's SPCA of Texas dog, this is a dog with a different story. Listen to this. I've never had a pet quite with a story like this. I've not come close to a story like this one. It's really kind of a sweet story. Today's SPCA of Texas dog is Cooper. Cooper is a male, 7-year-old shepherd mix. He weighs 55 pounds. He has a red coat with a black saddle-shaped spot on his back and a black helmet on his head and ears. That's a helmet in quotes. He came to the SPCA of Texas almost a year ago. They've been working with Cooper a year. He and his rescue mates were living on an abandoned property in the middle of nowhere, so he was not familiar with people at all. It has been an extremely long road for Cooper to get to trust humans, as he used to lay on his bed wanting nothing to do with people. Though still fearful, he is now quite the social butterfly, and as you can imagine, he's stolen most of the staff's heart. He would love a calm, quiet home where he can settle in and learn what being a family pet is all about. He would do best with older children since he can still be a little unsure around lots of activity. He loves other dogs and would be best if there's another dog with him in his new home to show him the ropes. Cooper is waiting to meet you at the SPCA of Texas Jan Rhys Jones Animal Care Center in Dallas. Doesn't your heart go out to Cooper? Wouldn't that be a nice thing to see happen? Just like all the pets at the SPCA of Texas, Cooper has been neutered, microchipped. He's had all of his age-appropriate vaccines. He will be waiting for his new forever family at the SPCA of Texas Jan Rhys Jones Animal Care Center at 2400 Lone Star Drive. That's at I-30 west of Hampton Road. He is a handsome dog, and they have gone the extra 20 miles to help Cooper find a happy life. And that could be you. I hope you'll get out and meet Cooper, and maybe you'll adopt Cooper and give him that happy life. Adoptions are available by appointment only. Adopters will need to submit an adoption inquiry form in order to begin the adoption process and to schedule an appointment to complete the adoption. Please browse their available animals at spca.org/findapet. And visit spca.org/dogadopt to inquire about a dog, or spca.org/catadopt to inquire about a cat. That's Cooper, and he's at the Jan Rhys Jones Animal Care Center. He weighs 55 pounds. You can read about Cooper and find out if he might be a match for you. spca.org/findapet. That's where you start. spca.org/findapet. That is sponsored by Sunburst Shutters. Let me tell you how this works with Sunburst Shutters. First of all, if you're in need of new window treatments, this is one you need to consider. I think probably the first thing that you would do, I would recommend you do, is go to their website, sunburstshutters.com. It's a neat and tidy website. It shows all of their products, even some I don't talk about here very often. sunburstshutters.com. This is a local company, and they have some of the most beautiful window treatments and other treatments for your interior that you ever dreamed of. And what they can't say on their website, but I can certainly say here, is you are dealing with wonderful people, nice people, people you will be proud to meet and know and to do business with and to welcome to your home. SunburstShutters.com. Now, the other thing I need to tell you about is that they're made of polywood. They also make wood shutters. If you just really want wood shutters, they can do that for you. That's how they got into the business. But Sunburst Shutters, by and large, are made of polywood. Polywood is a man-made material. It doesn't crack or warp or split or peel. They're white or off-white. They can stain them. They can paint them. But they basically are white or off-white, and they can be custom fit to any opening in your house. That's the neat thing. See what they've done. Let them show you through their website some of their unusual applications. That Sunburst Shutters, also available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. Let them come out and measure your windows and tell you what it would cost to have Sunburst Shutters installed in your house. They'll bring samples, they'll hold them up, and help you make the decision of the 2.5, 3.5, or 4.5 inch louvre size. Sunburstshutters.com, and that phone number is 214-343-2601. 214-343-2601, sunburstshutters.com.
There's no better time to get back to better, so don't wait. Get the care you need today at Baylor Scott & White Health. Call 888-4-BSW-SAFE to learn more, schedule a visit, or to speak with a nurse. And now, back to Neil.
All right, Stubby, thank you very, very much. And let's go back to our phones. John in Arlington has been waiting through the newscast. Let's go to him now. John, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, Neil. First of all, I want to thank you for being involved with Empowering Seniors. So many people were so excited to see your video.
That was fun to do. Wonderful. Thank you very, very much.
And I'm so glad to hear that you're feeling better now, because I keep on listening for you every weekend. And so this is great. My question is, I was in the backyard with my dog yesterday and saw a shed snakeskin.
Oh, boy.
It's probably about 8 inches long. Maybe, I bet the snake might have been about the size around this of a pencil, so probably a bay snake. Dark grayish with black, maybe a little bit brown. What do we do? Of course, I guess you got to figure there's bound to be some adult snakes in the neighborhood, too. What do we do aside from carry a big stick?
I have found that it's best just to be very mindful that there are snakes out there and be very careful anytime you're in the garden. I don't know that there's anything you can do to prevent them. I don't know that there's anything you can do to control them. They're just there. They coexist with us. It's just kind of like having skunks. They're going to be there. And you don't go out of your way to look for them, and you just are, or any other wildlife out in the landscape. You do what you can to reduce their places that they might hide, and that would be, for example, piles of things, stacks of things. They're likely to be under firewood. They're likely to be, the times that I have encountered them, they have been in retaining walls, and if you have a retaining wall, you don't necessarily have to worry and go tear the retaining wall down, but you also are mindful if you're pulling weeds out of it, maybe to do it at a time that they're not going to be there, maybe in the winter, or you just probe around first and make sure there's nothing in there. Or you do it with a line trimmer, or you modify how you do it so that you're mindful. Several times that I've encountered them, it's been in, when I was a kid, stacks of sheet metal. I was moving stacks of sheet metal on a site I was cleaning up for somebody. They hired me to clean it up, and I came back to a piece of sheet metal, and right where I'd put my feet, it was kind of muddy. I could see where I'd stood, where I'd put my hands in. With the gloves on, but that wouldn't have stopped it. There was a copperhead rolled up on the next piece of sheet metal. And, I remembered that. So anytime I'm moving sheet metal, I take a hoe with me, and I move the pieces of sheet metal out one at a time and flip them over so that I can see it. At this time of year, copperheads are very common, and our daughter lives beside us on our property. She stepped out her back door and was going to her car. She has gravel on her part of the driveway, and underneath her back tire of a hatchback, she was reaching into the hatchback or going to, she saw a copperhead right under the tire in the leaves. And boy, the camouflage that they have is just perfect. She saw it in time and just got a picture of it. So you just have to be mindful. They also put off an aroma that you learn to recognize. They are out and active in the fall. If you have fallen leaves and they pile up, don't pick them up with your hands. Pick them up with two leaf rakes and don't put your hands down into the leaves. Don't jump and run into the leaves. Don't let little kids do that. Just a lot of things right. that you learned to do.
Yeah, and we've got a bunch of greenery foliage around, you know, in some certain areas, and so whereas I used to walk just kind of recklessly through that, I don't do that anymore right now.
Yeah. So okay. those are things you learn to do. But and people say, well, that's why I don't plant ground covers. We've lived where we live in the country for 43 years, and I don't believe I've ever seen a snake in the ground covers. All the snakes that we have seen have been on our driveway, one or two on our front porch, which is at grade level, and on rock and other places. And I don't know that they're a problem in the ground cover, and I know they don't live in the ground cover.
Okay, good. All right. Well, Neil, thanks so much, and I'm glad you're feeling better.
I'm doing great. Thank you, John. Have a great day. Appreciate it. All right, we'll go to Howard in Louisville in just a minute, and Dale in Regency, and we'll try to Dale, I need to help you on that coastal Bermuda. I normally don't talk a lot about coastal because it's a pasture grass, but I can help him, and I can give direction. Stay tuned. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is my latest book, and folks, it represents the best work I've ever done. I can say that and not be boastful about it. I recognize better work. You know, somebody who's done something in their life and then another thing and another thing, they can point at something and say, that's better than this. I'm more satisfied with this one. Well, this is the best work I've done. And thanks to Carolyn Sky and Cindy Smith, the editor that I hired and graphic designer I hired, these two women are so incredibly talented, and they helped me make this be the best work I've ever done. 840 photographs that Cindy had to put together into a coherent book, and all of the words that Carolyn had to help guide me to say, Neil, I know what you're saying, but you need to say it more quickly, get to the point better, that sort of thing. Carolyn's a wonderful editor. 344 pages, 840 of my best photos in a book that has 11 chapters that cover every aspect of lawns and landscaping and fruit and vegetable gardening, everything for every county in the great state of Texas. And the reason I emphasize that every county is I'm offering it to you as a holiday gift special. The first book is at regular price of $34.95. The second and third books bought at the same time and shipped to the same mailing address are just $30 each. So you can buy the first one for yourself and the second and third to give as gifts. And folks, this is a hardback book on high quality paper printed in Texas, in San Antonio, by Texas citizens, Texas printers, to help the Texas printing industry. All of that. And you've given a couple of really nice gifts that will be remembered for years. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed, or I'll refund every penny. We've sold 56,000 copies of the book so far, and I've not been asked to refund one penny so far. That's a pretty good rate of happiness with it. There are two ways you can order, since it's not in stores and not on Amazon. One way is to call Monday through Friday, call my office and order from Gretchen. That's 800-752-GROW, G-R-O-W, 800-752-4769. But there's a better way. Order it on my website right now, and I'll get that order later today. I'll be signing books this afternoon and this evening. That's at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I'd love to sign one for you.
Severe storms in Texas pop up quickly with wind and hail that can damage your roof. Call Wortham Brothers Roofing at 972-562-5788. Schedule your free roof inspection or visit wbroofing.com. They've been in business more than 28 years. Wortham Brothers Roofing provides the highest quality workmanship, materials, and service. That's Wortham Brothers Roofing, 972-562-5788, wbroofing.com.
When Fred Marshall came to me and said, Neil, I'd like to consider buying ads on your program, actually the ad agency, I said, well, I don't know much about foundation repairs. I need to do some research on that, and more especially on the company. Could you give me some references, some people for whom Advanced Foundation Repair has done work? And I got a list of 15. I started calling those people, and it was amazing. It was glowing remarks of how happy they were. And these are people for whom Advanced Foundation Repair had done repairs years earlier, and the repairs had been very successful, and the people were very happy. And I soon realized this is a sponsor I want to have. And now 25 years later, I've not only been very happy to have them as a sponsor, proud, I might add, but I also have used their services myself, and I would give the same kind of commentary if somebody called me and asked for them as used me as a reference. They are really, really good. They have pioneered a lot of the aspects of their business in their industry. They have the right to call themselves Advanced Foundation Repair because they have advanced foundation repairs in the Metroplex. They were the first to offer a lifetime guarantee on all the work that they do, and they were first to back it by cash in the Texas Foundation Warranty Trust. They will come out and test your home and check your home and find out exactly where the problems are and the magnitude of those problems, tell you what it would cost to have them do the repair work, and then if you sign at that point or sometime in the ensuing future, they will come out, do the work. There's no obligation, by the way, on the home inspection. There's no cost on it and no obligation, but if you have them do the work, then they will do it punctually, affordably, neatly, and you get that guarantee. Transferable from owner to owner. It's just the best of all worlds. Advanced Foundation Repair. FoundationRepairs.com. That is the name of the company, website, foundationrepairs.com. It's Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. One more time, foundationrepairs.com, 214-333-0003, Advanced Foundation Repair.
There's no better time to get back to better, so don't wait. Get the care you need today at Baylor Scott & White Health. Call 888-4-BSW-SAFE to learn more, schedule a visit, or to speak with a nurse. And now, back to Neil.
Thank you, Stubby, very much. And let's go back to the phones to Howard in Louisville. Howard, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. I've listened to you for years, and I'm finally getting to talk with you.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. Concerning your double vision issue, my prayers and thoughts are with you. I've just recently went through testing at the VA hospital in Dallas for the same issue, and with no conclusion. Did a number of CAT scans and so forth, so anyway, no conclusion on that, but
they'll get it figured out for you. I have faith for you. Prism glasses really helped on my one eye, and I have faith that that will help on the other. So anyway, good luck with it. How can I help you on your garden?
Well, concerning the grubs in the lawn, and I was almost reluctant to even bring this up, but I thought I had heard at one time that dogs were able to detect grubs activity in the lawn. And recently, within the last 3 or 4 weeks, my dogs have randomly started digging at the grass. And never had done that before, but they just all over the yard, just not all over the yard, but in certain areas, started digging. Is there anything to that?
I've ever heard, Howard. I suppose there is a possibility, but there are lots of species of grubs that are in the soil, and only the one causes damage to turf grass. So it's highly possible that dogs would be alerting on other types of grubs, and so they'd be giving you false alarms. And plus, I am a dog guy. I love dogs, and I would do anything I could to defend dogs. But dogs do some goofy things, and you know they love to dig. And when they're bored, they love to dig. And so I'm not going to give them a whole lot of credit on this one.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
I appreciate your call. Good luck on the double vision. Right. Good luck, sir.
Thank you.
You bet. All right. Dennis in Garland. I beg your pardon. Dale is in Regency. He's coming up first. You know what? I think I can help. No, I'm right at the bottom of the hour. Dale, stay with me. I want to help you, but I need to get to the newscast, and that's at the bottom of the hour, and I'm right on top of it. So hang on. I'll come to you. Baylor, Scott & White Health. There's where we go. It's, again, where I get to say thank you for my 4-day sojourn at Baylor, Scott & White Plano last week and the great help. It says getbettertexas.com, and that's what I did last week. I'm in the process. Nobody ever said you need to be sick to get better. That's why Baylor Scott & White Health is innovating how people get well and stay that way. Where prevention might just be the prescription, teaching is on the treatment plan, and everyone is always on the same team. It is your team. At Baylor Scott & White, they believe being better is a way of life, and that begins with their commitment to put patients and members at the core of everything they do. Patients are why the professionals at Baylor Scott & White work tirelessly to make healthcare work better, ensuring we all can access the care we need when we need it. Your friends at Baylor Scott & White say better is who we are. It's who we've always been and always will be. It's what drives us to look beyond the hospital walls and push beyond the status quo, never settling for anything less. And it's how we create healthcare experiences that inspire a life well lived, because that's what being better is all about. I'm going to step aside from my prepared script here and tell you something. We all have heard about people who are dying needlessly because they are afraid to go to hospital ERs for fear of COVID-19. And I'm going to tell you, I went in with double vision, which on its own is probably, a lot of people would say, not life-threatening, although you don't know if it might be an onset of a stroke. And I have been through the ER, and I've been through 4 days at the hospital, and that was the farthest thing from my worry list last week at Baylor Scott & White Plano. These folks have worked so hard to separate that awful plague of a disease from the rest of the ailments that we all come down with in everyday life. Please, if you need help, trust them. Trust them. Trust the doctors. Trust the professionals. Please. That's not anything in the script, and they're probably cringing that I'm bringing it up, but trust them. These are professionals, and get the help that you need. Don't delay. Don't die while you're waiting. Baylor Scott & White Health, changing healthcare for the better. Learn more at GetBetterTexas.com.
Breaking. Fox News Radio partners with WBAP.
DFW News and National News.
Fair, balanced, and trusted.
This is News Talk 820 WBAP.
WBAP.com.
You've come to enjoy and appreciate a beautiful landscape. Keep that feeling growing. Let Callaway's Nursery help you make the transition to fall so you can soak in all the rich colors of the new season. You can depend on Callaway's for all of your landscape design and installation needs. That's right, Callaway's Nursery offers planting and landscaping services. Pick and Plant, their installation service where they plant everything from bedding plants to trees and shrubs. You simply come in to select your plants and other necessary materials to make the project a success. They plant everything in no time, and you can sit back and enjoy the new view. Or perhaps it's time for a whole new look altogether. Try their landscape design and installation service. They work with you to develop just the right design, big or small. You approve everything along the way and then let Callaway's install your new beautiful landscaping. You'll enjoy this convenience with confidence when you use garden services from Callaway's Nursery. Visit Callaway's.com for more information about both of their garden services. Enjoy their open-air stores, order online, or you can call the store nearest you to place an order over the phone for curbside pickup. Visit Callaway's.com for more information and locations. Open 7 days a week for your convenience. That's Callaway's Nursery. Callaway's, where life is lived beautifully. Callaway's.com.
Now, what's trending
on WBAP and WBAP.com.
Yet another tropical storm is forming today in the Gulf of Mexico. I'm Dennis Martin at the WBAP 24/7 News Desk.
ClassicChevrolet.com, WBAP.
First traffic and weather on the ones.
An accident's blocking the right lane of eastbound I-30 at Highway 287. In Arlington, construction's left only the right lane open on northbound 360 between Park Road Drive and Abrams Street. Construction's also closed the HOV lanes both east and westbound I-30 between Jim Miller Road and Northwest Drive. For WBAP's first traffic on the ones, I'm Dennis Martin. Now the WBAP forecast. Mostly cloudy today. The high around 70 degrees. Tonight, cloudy with increasing chances for rain through the night. Overnight low around 60. Monday, rain is likely all through the morning. Thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. Temperatures falling into the mid-40s. Right now, it's cloudy, 56 degrees. Yet another tropical storm's forming today in the Gulf of Mexico. Tropical storm Zeta is now about 295 miles southeast of Cozumel. It's moving north at only a mile an hour, but that is likely to change as time goes by. Zeta is forecast to make landfall on the U.S. Gulf Coast about midweek, probably somewhere between central Louisiana and the Florida Panhandle. Right now, forecasters think it'll be a strong tropical storm when it arrives, but it is possible it'll be a Category 1 hurricane. Surge in coronavirus cases in the Texas border city of El Paso continues with a record 1,200-plus cases. That's nearly 20% of the entire state's daily count, reported Saturday by county and city health officials in El Paso. From the WBAP News Desk, I'm Dennis Martin. Next update at 10 o'clock, 24/7 news coverage at WBAP.com.
Thank you, Dennis, very much. And my message now is for Ace Hardware. Ace is the place with those helpful hardware folks. They have local experts who know the right questions to ask to make sure you get everything you need. Stop by your locally owned North Texas Ace retailer to find a great deal on Ego Power Plus 56-volt handheld blowers. Just $199.99, an extra $20 off for Ace Rewards members, limit of one. The Ego Power Plus 530 cubic feet per minute blower is the next big step in power and convenience for Ego cordless blowers. Equipped with turbine fan engineering inspired by advanced aeronautics technology, the compact lightweight design weighs in at 7.4 pounds. The advanced Ego Power lithium battery uses industry-leading technology to deliver power beyond belief, and it's compatible with all Ego Power Plus products. Get up to 75 minutes of runtime on a single charge. Ace stores are parts of our neighborhoods, each owned by a member of the community. You're getting help from people you already know. Local experts with trusted advice you can rely on. Ace is the place with those helpful hardware folks.
Working from home? Social distancing?
We're there for you on your smart speaker.
Just say, Alexa, open WBAP.
Or, hey Google, play WBAP.
Homegrown goodness, that's what Mueller is all about. They have greenhouses. They've been producing quality steel buildings and metal roofing right here in Texas for almost 90 years, and now you can grow a Mueller greenhouse right there in your own backyard. They're easy to assemble, bolt-together greenhouses come in four sizes, from 6x9 to a 12x18. You want that 12x18. They feature, because it has more space, they feature a galvanized steel frame with over 30 designer trim colors from which to choose. With hail-resistant polycarbonate panels, lockable walk doors and windows, a Mueller greenhouse will let the sun shine in while it protects your plants year-round. Don't let the weather ruin what you've worked so hard to produce. Get a great greenhouse from a Texas-grown company. That's Mueller, M-U-E-L-L-E-R. Visit them online at MuellerInc.com or give them a call today at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-268-3553. Mueller Greenhouses, 877-268-3553, MuellerInc.com.
If you've been putting your health on hold, don't delay. Baylor Scott & White Health has added a number of preventive measures to get you back to better. Learn more at bswhealth.com/safecare. And now back to Neil.
Thank you, Snoopy, very, very much indeed. That's kind of what we were talking about just a moment ago. Don't delay. We have one line open if you'd like to call. It's 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. It's the last time I'll probably give the number today, so call now, 800-288-9227. Dale in Regency, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. I have a little problem. I built a house down in the river bottom in the middle of a coastal field. And about a year ago, I decided I was going to put a little pond down in it. And so I dug the pond and put water in it. But the coastal around the edge of the pond, the top edge where it starts down into the pond, that stuff's so thick. And my two questions are, do I let it go ahead and freeze and then burn it and then put overlay St. Augustine on it in the spring, or do I, while it's still growing some, do I go ahead and spray it good with a dose of Roundup to kind of kill some of that grass and then burn it and then overlay it after the spring?
Okay, I'm not so sure I like the idea of burning, but that's a different story. I wouldn't.
But I live out in the country 20 miles from any town, so.
I know. Some of these fires spread 20 miles, and plus your house is there somewhere. I'm not going to endorse burning.
Okay.
I don't know that you need to do that. I would probably, if you use a glyphosate, the original Roundup was glyphosate.
Right.
If you use that to kill the coastal Bermuda or any kind of Bermuda grass, it will kill it. It kills it roots and all. And so you could come back and mow it very, very short, and it's the same as burning it. I mean, the grass is gone.
Okay.
Down to bare ground, and you don't have to take the extreme risk of starting a grass fire, a big grass fire of some sort. You'd be liable for all kinds of damage. Okay, so that's my recommendation, is that you use the glyphosate. Now, are you too late in the season? That worries me. If it's green and growing vigorously, you probably can still kill it if it doesn't turn brown. Where's Regency? What county?
Well, it's in Mills County. Mills County has a town called Center City, and it's supposed to be the center of Texas. But then McCullough County has a town they call the center of Texas. Well, halfway in.
So how cold are you expected to go this week?
Oh, it's not supposed to get down to about 42 this week.
All right, you should be fine. I'd go ahead and use the glyphosate. You're going to need to wait until any chance of rain passes.
Right.
And then it'll take it about 10 days to kill that coastal, and then mow it very short. If you have some coastal that comes out in the spring, you'll have to treat one more time, assuming that this is not going to be underwater.
It's right at the edge of the water.
All right. Then you may need to treat in the spring before you put the St. Augustine down. So I would probably, about the 1st of May, I would be watching the coastal. And if it tries to green up, I'd let it go ahead and green up a bit and then spray a second time if needed, to kill the remainder, if there is any that survives this treatment. It would have been better if we'd had this conversation a month ago.
Okay.
And then at that point, after you give it a couple weeks to kill the coastal in May, then you could plant your St. Augustine, or even in late April, then you plant your St. Augustine and you're set.
Okay. Now it's kind of on a steep incline, so I can't mow it. So
You're planting St. Augustine where you cannot mow it?
And it's you can't get, it's too steep, and it looks like a fuzzy top around where the water line is.
You don't want St. Augustine on a slope where you cannot mow it. St. Augustine that's left unmowed will get very thin and will look terrible. It won't look good, and it won't survive very well.
Okay, and then after I get it killed, do I have to do any kind of preparation for the ground, or can I just lay the plats of St. Augustine on top?
Let me say this again. You don't want St. Augustine on a slope where you cannot mow it.
Okay.
You're making a mistake. You'd be better off having the coastal there than you would the St. Augustine.
Okay.
If it's holding that soil, you'd be better off with what you have. St. Augustine must be maintained. It must be mowed. It needs to be fertilized. You're making a mistake to change it.
Okay.
I can't. You know what I'm going to suggest you do? Take some photos of that area, even if you have to get a telephoto lens or a cameraman with a telephoto lens. Get some really good photos and go into the county extension office and talk to them. What can I use to hold this? I'm more worried about erosion into your pond.
Right.
And so ask. You could do that now, and ask, what should I be considering planting there come springtime? I want such and such, such and such. You might be better off to have somebody come in with a blade and terrace that a little bit so that you could use St. Augustine.
And mow it. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Neil.
You're
Appreciate
welcome.
It.
Thanks for the call. Let's go to Dennis in Garland. Dennis, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Look, I at the grocery store or whatever here earlier this year, where I had some mandarin oranges, and I got the seeds and I planted them in a big pot in the patio, enclosed patio, and they're about 6-7 inches high, something like that. Several of them grew. So I guess my basic question is, at what point, given the weather is starting to change, should I bring them in, cover them, or whatever? What should I do? What do you think?
You need to protect them from freezing weather, and so when it's below 35 and could drop colder, then I would get them under cover. I don't know how much cold they're going to be able to withstand, but I would think at 32 degrees you have a risk.
Okay, so at least I don't have to bring them in necessarily or cover them at this point. Just wait a little longer for
that.
No,
cold weather that is uncomfortable to us is not going to hurt them, but freezing weather would possibly kill them. I don't know how hardy. Man, you could do a web search on what is the cold tolerance of mandarin oranges.
I'm kind of surprised that they grew.
Well, no, they'll grow. Citrus grows very willingly. But I would do, what is the cold tolerance of mandarin oranges? And if it says 32 degrees even, because there are some citrus varieties that will not stand freezing weather. Some of the satsumas will stand mid-20s, but other types of citrus will not stand much freezing at all. It may say 30, 31 degrees, something like that.
Okay. Quick follow-up in this regard. At what point... like height-wise, would it be best maybe to plant them in the ground? Do you think?
And they're what, in a community pot altogether now?
Well, they're in a pot right now, but I mean, should I wait till they're like 2 feet or foot?
No, I would be
like
repotting them in the spring. First thing in the spring, into pots. Leave them always in pots. You don't want them out in the ground because you can't bring them inside if you have them in the ground.
Well, eventually I would have them in the ground, though, I would suspect, right? I mean,
I don't know what you're going to do, but I would not, because I'd be prepared to lose them if I planted them in the ground. They're not going to stand outdoor conditions in the ground. Mm-hmm. They cannot make it through the wintertime in North Texas. That's my point.
Well, I'm just wondering, I mean, down the road, I mean, like, when they get big, can I at some point transfer them to the ground? I mean, not at 6 inches, obviously.
Certainly can. I mean. They will die the first winter. That's what I'm saying.
Really?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah. Hear me. They will not stand freezing weather. The first time they have freezing weather, unless you build a greenhouse over them, a significant greenhouse, not just a hut. I mean, a greenhouse that's kept at a warm temperature and that doesn't go to 100 degrees in 5 minutes, which a little greenhouse would do. Yeah, it's not as easy as you're making it sound. That's why you don't see people raising citrus outdoors in North Texas. I got to run. I'm late, but hopefully that'll help. I appreciate your call very much. All right, Neil Sprays Lone Star Gardening is, and I have an area in this book on citrus, growing citrus outdoors, and it deals not so much with mandarin oranges, but with satsumas and some of the others. I have it as a special holiday gift offer for your Christmas gift giving, if you would like to consider that. The first book is only $34.95 plus tax and postage, and that is the regular price, which is a bargain in the first place. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. If it were, it would be $20 more or $30 more, because it is a hardback printed in Texas on high quality paper with 840 color photographs and 344 pages. There's a lot of work in this book. But I have self-published this. The copy you will get is sitting on my dining room floor right now. I'll be signing books this afternoon and this evening. If you buy one today, odds are I will be going to get it in the next 3 or 4 hours and putting it on the table and signing it right after lunch. That's the goal for today. My wife and I are the mailing crew. We're the mail room. That's just the way it is. Life in our bubble. That's how it's been since May 4th when the shipments started arriving. The book has 344 pages, 840 photographs. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas, all of Texas, every county in Texas. Chapter 2 is a 48-page calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants that you're trying to grow. Chapters 3 through 11 cover trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables, and in great detail. Now, I sign every copy. and I guarantee your satisfaction or I will refund every penny that you spend on this book. 56,000 copies that we have sold, I have signed, we've taken to the post office, and not one request yet for a refund. I think you'll be satisfied with the book. That's pretty good odds that you will be. There are two ways to order the book. One way, which is not the one I would recommend, but one way is to call my office Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. That's 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. The way I would recommend, because you could get it faster this way, is to go to my website right now, neilsperry.com, and order it, NEILSPERRY.com. Order soon to ensure holiday delivery. I'm going to be pulling this offer off the air earlier this year just because of my double vision issues. I'm needing to get these signed and in the mail, and the mail system is telling us order early because of the complications of getting enough delivery people this year. 800-752-GROW, or the better way, neilsperry.com.
We had foundation repairs at the Sperry House several years ago, so I called my friends. I did the same thing I'm suggesting you do. I called Advanced Foundation Repair. They came to our home. Their estimates are always free. Their work is affordable. It always is. Not just for me, for you as well. Give them a call. 214-333-0003. If you need foundation help, it's Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been leaders across the Metroplex, turning landscaping dreams into reality. Mike and Derek Wisnant, a father and son team, second and third generations to own the company, they are leaders in the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association and in the business world of Tarrant County and all of North Texas. With 22 acres, WhizQ Stone has the largest hardscape selection in Texas, including natural stone for building and landscaping projects. They have a stone for every project. Their selection of natural, full-dimensional, and thin veneer building stones is extensive. To understand and experience what WhizQ Stone can do for you, you need to browse through those 22 acres. WhizQ Stone can deliver any product anywhere in the USA. Visit with the experts at WhizQ Stone at their display gardens. That's Monday through Saturday at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com, whiz-q.com, or call them at 817-429-0822, 817-429-0822, whiz-q.com, WhizQ Stone, 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. That's WhizQ Stone.
Now's the time to get back to better. Baylor Scott & White Health is moving ahead so better health can follow, providing new ways of care to keep you safe. Learn more at bswhealth.com/safecare. And now here's Neil.
All right, Stubby, thank you very, very much. And standing by on our hotline, we have our pastor, Tommy Brummett of the First United Methodist Church of downtown McKinney. And he is just about ready to preach a sermon in about 12 minutes. Tommy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Neil. I'm gonna preach a sermon looking at real live human beings this morning.
It's for the second time. How does that feel, Tommy?
Well, it feels really good. Of course, we're cautious and careful and taking all the protocols seriously. But it's just nice to see people's faces and watch them respond to worship. And it's a good, good thing.
That's wonderful. And folks, all of that can be learned about through sharingtheheart.org. That is the website of the First United Methodist Church. You have to have reservations to do that just to control the numbers, and it's a small number. We're coming back into reality kind of slowly. The COVID-19 thing is still out there, a nasty thing, and so we're being very careful. My wife and I are choosing to stay at home and worship online, and we invite you to join us there. And all of that can be done at sharingtheheart.org. Tommy's sermon will be at 10:05, and Pastor Abe at 11:10 with the contemporary service, and Pastor Stacy from the Melissa Church at 10:30. Did I do all that right still?
You did that right. And then, Melissa, we've got a foundation poured, and we're going vertical with steel this week.
And that moves quickly when that starts up, doesn't it? And
yes,
you begin to see a
yes,
real church coming. That's good.
Absolutely, absolutely.
What is your sermon topic today, Tommy?
So we're going to talk today about Daniel and how to be disciplined in our walk, because these days, more than any I've ever lived through, we need to practice the discipline of love together.
You think?
Yeah, don't you think?
Golly, we have turned into caged animals, I'll tell you. It is time, Tommy.
Yes.
Well, we'll see what you have to say. Folks, if you have a church, get there however you can do it, preferably online if you can. Wear your mask. Wash your mask. They work great on ragweed as well. I'll use it from the horticultural side. And if you're looking for our church, it's sharingtheheart.org. That's the First United Methodist Church of downtown McKinney. Pastor Tommy Brummett. Thank you, Tommy.
Bless you, Neil. Have a great day.
All right. See you online. All right. And that is that. And let's see. You did the rejoinder, didn't you, Mike? And Mike is doing something else. Let's go to Susie. Did you do the? Yeah, you did the rejoinder, didn't you? Yeah. All right. Let's go to Susie in Bedford. Susie, this is Neil. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, Neil. It's a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you.
I have a garden that surrounds my patio, and currently have morning glories, cosmos, and zinnias, which are wonderful if you don't want to have to plant anything. But I'm wanting to go back to a more subdued garden area, maybe a rock garden of some sort. And I'm wondering, what is the best way to get all the wild seeds out of the garden area? Is it to dig up like 6 inches of the dirt, or how would you go about doing it?
I don't think you have to do that. I think if you mulch with a couple of inches of mulch or an inch of mulch, I think you can accomplish what you want to. You use a well-sharpened hoe, and you just drag it through the mulch as the seedlings germinate. If it's primarily seedlings, you said morning glories and what else? Zinnias?
Morning glories, cosmos, and zinnias.
Those are all seedlings, and they would be very mm-hmm. easy to scrape. You don't have to do any hoeing, per se. You're just loosening. The seeds would germinate in the mulch in the spring, and by moving the mulch around, you can do it with one hand. You just move that mulch around. You almost do it with a rake and move the mulch around, and that will disturb the seedlings enough that it will keep them from being able to survive.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, much
great.
Better
Thank
than taking
you.
The soil out.
Yes, exactly. Thank you so much.
You are welcome so much. Thank you. Folks, we'll have podcasts of this program as well as my KLIF 2 hours. I'm on there every Saturday afternoon from 1 until 3. Both of those podcasts will be on my website at neilsperry.com by tomorrow afternoon. Thank you for listening to Mike Bass, my producer, who is the best, by the way. You can't have him. Thank you also, Mike. Until next week, happy gardening.